Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Wonder-working praise, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed and the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, enter in this morning. Without faith, hallelujah. With all faith, come on, enter in. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. Come on, family. Let's enter in this morning. How many come to be changed this morning? How many come believing to receive all that God has for you? Come on, just shout glory, hallelujah, because God is still able to do it. I want you to know, church, that he sits on the throne even today, amen? Hallelujah. Jesus at his right hand interceding for us. Hallelujah. Our chief intercessor, amen? Come on, enter in this morning and be free, amen? Hallelujah. Come surrender it all over to God, whatever it is, amen, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're feeling, amen, whatever it is on today, come on, I want you to give it all over to God. I want you to make up your mind, have a made up mind this morning that you're going to surrender all over to God this morning, amen, lay it down at his feet and never pick it up again. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, be free. Be free because Jesus Christ has set us all free. So we are free indeed. Come on, church. It's real. Come, come on, come on, come on, come on. I want us, whatever is distracting you right now, come on, I want you to come aside so you can really receive on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you may be free and stay free. Oh, God, we bless your name. For the Bible says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head when all my cup runs over. Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on, church. Receive that for yourself on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have decreed and declared that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. Amen. It is he that takes care of you. It is he that leads and guides you. Amen. It is he that provides for you. Take in all that you need. Amen. I want you to understand today. Hallelujah. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let us pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come surrendered all over to you, withholding nothing, oh, Lord. Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving, and a heart of forgiveness on today, oh, Lord, that we may be delivered and forgiven right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come believing this morning, amen. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your promises are yes and amen. And we stand on those promises on today, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new birth and new praise. Hallelujah. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeemed us from the curse of the law, sin, and death. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We came to give you thanks this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare with all faith as we come believing this morning that eyes of God seen, that ears have not heard, or entered into the hearts of man, the plans that you have for us and your children. And we just want to say thank you for it, Lord. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Father, you are our God. And we praise you and we thank you for another day that you have given us by your grace and your mercy, Lord. You have given us another day to press in and to press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take what you have given us away. Amen. We give you praise and we thank you. Even as we press on today, we humbly, we decree and declare by faith that we will make it. And there's nothing that the devil can do that will stop us from making it, amen, because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us. Today we give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our holy, that you are a good God, and you are a merciful God, and you never leave us on forsaken. And we just want to say thank you today as we purpose to take the good side of faith. Only give us victory and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the victory that you have given us, amen. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, and yet still we thank you for it, and you receive it. Oh God, oh Lord, we ask that you touch and heal those in our family, oh God. Oh Lord, we just, hallelujah, ask for protection, you, that we will be healed. So Father, as we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, and deliver, and change our lives, and those in our family, that today, oh, we have to take that this good fight of faith and prayer, and then walk us to win the battle, release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win us. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, God. Lord, we come to be changed this morning. We don't come to be the same, oh God. Let our minds be renewed as we have sacrificed our flesh this morning. We crucify our flesh with the word of Jesus Christ, that we may be made new right now. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we ask your spirit, we distribute our spirit, man, as we dive into this flesh, oh God, that we become more like you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us and each person that we pray for today. Clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. According to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us. According to Isaiah 60 and 2, amen. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we have Christ, and Christ is operating on the inside of us. So therefore, we have the resurrection power working on the inside of us. And we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all disease, affliction, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now and in the future. We claim our victory right now in our deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, and spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious of the power of his life against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rulers, and darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and holy places. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we claim our victory and faith through our salvation in the shed blood of all these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare we shall live and not die and proclaim the good news of the Lord our God. We decree and declare according to John 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name, we thank you, Lord God. My Lord, my God, help on today. Oh Lord, pray that we get out the land and we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we pray for the lost this morning of the world. That this day in, that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. As we intercede, we use our faith to bind faith together, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord. Amen. We ask the Lord of the harvest to bless the perfect ladies across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in such a way so that they will listen and understand that in heaven they will touch their hearts again, that they will have power to be saved, and they right then and there, that they will receive Jesus Christ in their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. thank you, Lord. Lord, we come praying for this world this morning, oh God. But we see all the wickedness, oh God, and the evilness running rampant in this world, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray for our world leaders, oh God, that your spirit rests upon them. We believe that skillful and godly wisdom has entered into their hearts right now, of the hearts of our leaders of this world, that they will do your will, oh God. Heavenly Father, that they have hearts and ears attentive to your godly counsel. Lord, make the women and men of your integrity, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life with all godliness and honesty. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the wicked world leaders shall be cut off and rooted out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and our stronghold in the time of trouble. So we decree and declare with our mouth that your people dwell safely in this land and we will prosper abundantly. Amen. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We give thanks to you, Lord, that the good news of the cross was being published in our land. Amen. The word of the Lord prevails and grows mightily in the hearts and minds of the people. Amen. We give thanks for this land and the leaders that you have given us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us today. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God. We magnify your holy name. Oh, Lord, we come asking, Lord, oh God, what is it that you will have for us to do? Help us, Lord God. He probably shook it. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for all the days of our life, oh God, because it's you that have blessed us. We thank you for every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you that have kept our children, oh God. It is you, oh God, that placed your hedge of protection around us, oh God, if there be no corporation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We confess the sin of our fathers, oh God, let grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree and declare that we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven this morning. Hallelujah. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we war from this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God breaks. Amen. Every yoke and opens up every portal and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Oh, Lord, let that be a breakthrough in the heavens right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness, Father. We decree and declare this morning that the devil has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Lord, cleanse our mind by the washing of the word. With your water, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. O Lord, set a watch over our mouths and keep the doors of God of our lips. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion and your secret places of most high God. Let us, hallelujah, lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake, O Lord. We decree and declare that we have integrity and hold us unsuccessfully. We in a race, hallelujah, in free indeed. Amen. Of course, in Deuteronomy 32 and 13 and Job 29 and 6, make us to ride of the high places of the earth, to eat the increase of the field, to suck the honey out the rocks, to wash our scales with butter, and cause all to blow out the preaching rocks. And then we decree in the cloud that our past is our past, and we press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, forgive us, Father God, for carnality, Lord God. Wash our minds of hidden agendas. We decree in the cloud that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the enemy, which calls the bondages of immobility and paralysis. Father, we decree in the cloud that we are free to attain to reveal our purpose and maximize our potential. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the cloud that you are with us. Again, my Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, let there be a refreshing and a renewing of spirit this morning. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh. Fill us afresh when we've been empty. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us right now. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us right now. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father in heaven, he can bathe us, oh God, with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire of the crown become like the fire. furnace. Oh, Lord, let us be consumed by your fire, that anyone that we're around, oh, God, will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. We'll call them on check here. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Wherever the devil has put limitations, that we would not have the power of God on our life. I'm praying to destroy those limitations right now. The power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, release your tongue of fire upon our life. Oh Lord, release your tongue of fire upon our life this day. Let the tongue of fire come upon our life and burn up all spiritual filthiness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus, we love you. We thank you that it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare where there is any filthiness that is burnt away and destroyed and replaced with the burning fire of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Help us to receive this morning, oh Lord, with the sense of Lord. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you would have for us to do? And Lord, we shall be obedient, oh God, to do according to your will, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your plan, oh God, to give us a hope in the future, an expected end. And Lord, as we enter in this morning, we lift up those who have lost a family member, Lord. Lord, it's our prayer that they will sorrow no more, God. We ask, Lord God, the God of hope, oh God, to restore the hope, oh Lord. Oh Lord, God of all comfort, that you will comfort them right now, Lord God. Let joy overtake them, oh God. Let them know, oh God, that they will know and receive that you are with them, oh God. Even the one, hallelujah, have come home to you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the sick and shut in this day, oh God, that all may be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will glorify you, Father God, and know that it come from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask, oh God, as we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heal, let your healing virtue be released into their bodies, oh God, your healing anointing, let healing spring forth, oh God, let there be no more delays, oh God, in their healing, oh God, their breakthrough, oh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you'll make a way out of nowhere, oh God, for your children, where it seems to be no way, oh God, where it seems that we have come to a part in our life where it's a dead end, oh God, that you will open up the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray right now for those that are struggling financially, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that every financial need be met right now, oh God. Lord, I pray for the increase, oh God, of the finance and support, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, I decree and declare with the power of the Holy Ghost that operates on the inside of me with all faith, hallelujah, that there's no lack in the life of your children of that goodness of the Lord, our God, that our cup runneth over. We drink of the cup of the blessing of the Lord, our God, that our well will never run dry, because you are Jehovah Jireh that provides for us. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, I pray right now for those that are dealing with all kind of chaos, oh God. Oh, Lord, in their life right now. Lord, I pray that peace come and be still. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray right now when the enemy has caused division, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, let unity come in that family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. Oh, Lord, anything that's not of you, oh God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything that's stopping us from receiving your blessing, oh God, let it be taken out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything that's causing us to stumble, oh God, let it be taken out the way and uprooted and cast down and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you as we receive the victory on today. We thank you for the victory, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you all honor, praise, and glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, because you're worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, bless in a mighty way on today, oh God. Lord, you know what we need before we ask. But, Lord, we come first seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask again, what is it that you have for us to do? Holy Spirit of the living God, lead us and guide us through this day. Instruct us in the way that we should go, that we will operate with godly wisdom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and the counsel of my heavenly Father, oh, Lord, let thy will be done. Heavenly Father, we thank you for it. We decree and declare with all faith this morning that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. That we are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus. That we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. We're delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. We're redeemed from the curse of the law, sin, and death. Amen. We are blessed going out, blessed coming back in. Amen. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us. We are the lender and not the borrower. God has blessed us to be a blessing. Amen. We are the elect of God. We're established to the end. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We're made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free and we're free indeed. We're strong in the Lord. We're dead to sin. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who conquered the world. We're joint heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. In Christ by his doing. We are accepted in the beloved. We're complete in him and we're crucified with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we're alive with Christ. Amen. We're free from condemnation. We're reconciled to God. We're qualified to share in his inheritance. We are firmly rooted, built up, and established in our faith and overflow with thanksgiving. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, do all that you can do. Lord, because we know anything that cometh from you is good, oh God. And your word said that you will not withhold any good thing from us, oh God. But we are your children. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, who died for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We thank you for your finished work on Calvary. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We bless your holy name, Father. As we enter in this morning, Lord, Lord, we ask how to come over Shadaya. Lord, we ask how to hey, come on, he should hey. Lord, Shadama, bullshit, hey, Lord, it's how you made hey, come on, money here. Lord, we ask how to the Mashiach, bullshit, hey. Come on, my he shed, about her. Lord, we ask in Namai, come on, Shadaya. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ, for today, come on, hey. Lord, help us all today, hey, oh, Lord, remove every spiritual deafness from our ears in the name of Jesus Christ, from that. Lord, remove every spiritual blindness, oh God. Remove it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spiritual ignorance, oh God. Let us be delivered from it right now. Any spiritual sleep, oh God. Oh Lord, wake us, hallelujah, in the mighty way, oh God, that we can hear from you, oh God, and follow you and not that of a stranger, oh God. Oh Lord, deliver us, oh God, from this world, oh God. Lord, I pray, let us not be tempted, oh God, by the world and things and possession of people, conversation of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For your word said it just called us appointed. Just set us apart, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That we are not from this world, but we live in this world, oh God, but we are your children, oh God. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, not to be deceived by the evil, wicked ones, oh God. We decree and declare deliverance right now from all strongholds, soul ties, right now, messengers, Satan's, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare that we're coming from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, and we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We take the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of evil right now. And we decree and declare victory over the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare, hallelujah, we no longer walk in darkness, but we enter into the light of our Father. For the word of God says that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, Father God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are blessed. Amen. That all things are working together for the good of our life and those we prayed for this morning and all that had a heart to receive this morning, that you, oh Heavenly Father, have turned it all around for our good. And we just want to say thank you, that we can decree and declare with all faith this morning that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare your goodness right now, that goodness is taking over us right now, that goodness, your goodness and your mercy, oh God, shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we thank you for it, Lord, that we can decree and declare that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are a child of God. Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare with our faith that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles in every area of our life, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, because it's you that have blessed us. It's you that have made a way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we thank you, Lord, that you did it for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, and we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. How many of y'all glad to be here this morning? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so happy to be here, church, this morning. I thank God for each of you this morning. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you all, Brother Joe Washington and your family. God bless you, Shabante Shepherd and your family, Sister Connie Northern and your family, Minister Warren Green and his family. Amen. And everyone that's here on the line, our Grandmother Helen. Amen. And everyone that's here this morning, God bless you. We welcome you all today here. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Amen. With Senior Pastor Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawani Commanding, Minister on the roster, Minister Learn Green out in Illinois. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. My husband and I, we want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you would press one at this time. Amen. We welcome you. We welcome everyone out there in Louisiana, here in Texas. Amen. Surrounding cities of Houston, Texas. We welcome you. Amen. You all that are out there in Illinois with our Minister Lauren Green, amen. New York, New York, New Jersey, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Florida, amen. We welcome you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Even those that are tuning in this morning overseas in Africa, amen, in India, God bless you and welcome. And those that are listening online this morning, God bless you and welcome, welcome, welcome. We encourage you today, if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want you to press one so that we can welcome you. We want to personally welcome you and pray for you and pray with you. For we know that there's power when there are two or more are gathered. There's power in agreement. Amen. Hallelujah. So if that's you today, we welcome you and press one at this time. Amen. I'm so grateful this morning. This is the first Sunday of December. Amen. Today is December the 4th. Amen. And God has kept us for it. He'll keep on keeping us even after this life. Amen. We never leave our Father's presence. He is always with us, whether living or not. Amen. That is a blessing to know that God is always with us. Hallelujah. Amen. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is first Sunday of December, and I hope everybody's in the festive spirit, you know, the holiday spirit with joy and peace, the peace of the Lord. Amen. And just happiness. I pray that for your life and your family that you all have a blessed and a fruitful holiday season. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, today is Sunday. Well, we know it's first Sunday, but also every Sunday morning we have our communion. Amen. We have our communion. And so if you have not already gathered your things together, your items that you'll be needed to partake in communion, your cracker, your grape juice, or your wine and water or bread that you're going to be using for communion, I would encourage you to grab those items now. Amen. We're going to have a song selection from our brother Joe Washington, and then we'll come back and we'll partake in communion this morning. Amen, amen. I'm so excited. By that time, Pastor Manning should be here with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Joe Washington, good morning, and God bless you.
Yeah, good morning. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. I tell you, God is a good God. We go through our trials and tribulation, but somehow all we have to do is just give it to God. I would like to just for y'all to continue to pray for my family, well, what we going through with, and pray for all family, because God is able. He's able to do all things but fail. You might not think he's doing it, but he's doing it. He's doing it for you. All you got to do is just believe and put your faith and trust in him. I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Be alright. It's gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Be alright. It's gonna be alright. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be alright. Oh, the Holy Ghost done told me everything is gonna be alright. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Be alright. It's gonna be alright. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything is gonna be alright. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything is gonna be alright. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Be alright. It's gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Be alright. It's gonna be alright. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you, Brother Joe. We pray in the name of Jesus that every virtue that left your body, may God restore to overflow and that you have more to give. Amen. As God has given Amen. To you freely, freely that you shall give to others. And it's in Jesus' name we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. I'm telling you, I'm just in a place of gratefulness. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to partake in our and partake in communion this morning. I pray that you all already have your elements that you'll be needing to partake in communion this morning. Amen, amen. It is a blessing to be able to partake in communion. Amen. So let's prepare ourselves here. Amen. I'll be coming out the book of Luke. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, it says, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shared for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, 11 and 27 verse, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us. Amen, amen. and all that we love and concern about right me, oh God, of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of Jesus. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you, and we remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us, touching us, and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you and for taking faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread that represents your body in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples. This is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, it sanctifies us, it redeems us, it cleanses us, it washes away all our sins and all of our iniquities and all of our transgressions and all our trespasses. And your blood, it heals, hallelujah, it heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may drink, church. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth we pray. And we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We can wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, your finished work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, church. At this time, we're going to prepare ourselves to receive the word that God has placed on my heart this morning to deliver to you. Amen. And I pray that you are open, ready to receive. Amen. What thus said the Lord this morning to his children, to the church. We have a song selection here, and we'll be back with the preach word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love. worshiper out there that'll join me. Come on, let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him. Oh, I am. So lift your voice and say, at me. I can't live without. Lord, I need you. Yeah, glory. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen, and amen again. We thank God for all that he's doing and all that he has done for us in the name of Jesus. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning, and we just want to thank the Lord, you know, for being right here in this place to be able to receive his word. Everyone help me to welcome my beautiful wife, you know, our apostle, this anointed woman of God, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, willing to pray for each and every one of you, devoted mother, devoted to God's family, who is us, devoted to our children. I would like for everyone to help me to welcome Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Hallelujah for all that God has done and all that God is doing. It is a pleasure and it is an honor to be here before you this morning, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. We have so much to be thankful for. If you have life, amen, that is a reason in itself to be thankful and give God thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. Because outside of that, anything else would not matter. Because if you don't have life, money would matter. Amen. Hallelujah. If you give you increase on your job, that would matter. So we just have so much to be thankful for just because we have life in itself. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. Again, welcome, welcome, church family, as we receive God's word, let us pray. Hallelujah. Yeah. First of all, I'm so glad. I said again, I'm so glad when they said, come on in. Come on into the house of the Lord so that we can receive. But first, we got to believe. Hallelujah. So that we can receive. Amen. It's all about your beliefs. So come on into in with all faith, believing, amen, that you will receive on today with us, said the Lord. Mm-hmm. And be transformed, be renewed on today. Amen. Be delivered on today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing that you may have your way right now, Lord God. Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed me, anointed me, oh God, for such a time as this. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now and for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Yes. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, anoint my mouth, that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, that all may hear and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray right now that you will open up the, hallelujah, open up the channels of our spirit right now, that all can receive, that there be a great pouring in on today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, to overflowing, amen, that they'll be able to give, receive it, and give, oh God, to those that are open to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and all over every area of my life, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, every controlling spirit, every spirit of disbelief. I come against every spirit of destruction. I come against every spirit of limitation, stagnation. I come against every spirit of fear, hallelujah, rage, wrath. I come against every spirit of lust and perversion right now. I come against every spirit of oppression and depression. I come against every spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. I come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. I come against every spirit operating on this line, in your house, or in your mind, outside of the Holy Spirit, and I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare this deliverance on today, amen, that we are delivered and we are set free, hallelujah, and we are position to receive right now from our Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, as you did a position of this morning that we can receive, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I give all praise, glory, and honor to the Lord, for our Heavenly Father, who is the head of my life and the lifter of my head. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Amen. My Redeemer. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Sometimes when I get excited, you all, please excuse me. My tongue get a little bit twisted here, and I'm working on slowing down. That is my goal, to make sure that I am slowing down so everyone can receive. Amen. And so y'all bear with me, please, and help me along the way. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word for today, amen, I just thank God for this word. It speaks to me. It spoke to me this morning so much and so so much volume, and I just thank God for it. The word today is the enemy is using what's in you to destroy you. The enemy is using what's in you to destroy you. My Lord, my God. When we think about that church this morning and hearing that God is saying what's going on with you is that what's in you, what you've allowed to get on the inside of you, what you have allowed to live on the inside of you, that very thing is destroying you. That very thing, you have given the enemy a way in because that thing that's in you, that's what he's using to destroy you. And I'm going, my Lord, my God. So if you are dealing with fear or anger or rage or whatever, the depression, the enemy is using that very thing to destroy you. When we talk about the things that the enemy is using, and understand the Bible says that the thief coming not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But he has to have a way in to do any of this. And we're allowing the enemy to get in by the things that are in us that is causing the enemy, giving the enemy a way into us so that he can use those things to destroy us. If you're dealing, you have hate on the inside, if you have jealousy and unforgiveness, anger, foolishness, greed, gossip, rage, fear, lust, disobedience, drunkenness, frustration, pride, worry, wickedness, murder, lying. I want you to understand destruction, procrastination, guilt, shame, control, whatever. The enemy is using those very things to destroy you. Manipulation. He's using that very thing. You're thinking that you're getting over on somebody, but the enemy is using that very thing to destroy you. Oh, my Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. I want us to start church in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 10 through 20, and I'm coming out the New King James Version. Pastor Manny is going to make sure that I am not moving too fast. And I'm not speaking too fast here so that we all can be able to receive on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy is using what's in you to destroy you. Some of us are dealing with unbelief. You know, some of us are dealing with a double-mindedness. Some of us are dealing with fear. You know, we operate with fear. You know, we speak that we don't have no fear, but we're operating with fear. And fear, the enemy uses that to destroy you, to bring you down. You'll find yourself now depressed because what happens is if he can get in, guess what? He's bringing all his relatives in too. So now he's not only now you're dealing with fear, you're dealing with depression, you're dealing with anxiety, now you're worried, now you're sick, you're dealing with all this now because when you become depressed, sickness, now you're dealing with a sickness now. Depression is a sickness. Now you're dealing with ache, pain, and discomfort. I want you to understand he's using that very thing to destroy you because if he can get a way in, guess what? He can bring everything else that he has that he set you up for to destroy you. My Lord, my God. I want us to be able to identify that thing today. I want us to be able to identify that thing that the enemy is using to destroy us. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is it pride? Come on, is it that competitiveness? Because that's the trick of the enemy. I have a competitive nature. But even that, the enemy is using that very thing to destroy you. My Lord, my God. Let's read in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 10 through 20. And I'll give us all the opportunity to get there. Amen, amen. That's Matthew chapter 15, verse 10 through 20. Amen. All right, I'll give everybody another couple of seconds to get there. Again, I'm coming out the New King James Version. That's Matthew chapter 15, verse 10 through 20. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 15, verse 10 through 20, When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, "Hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Then his disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which My Heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Then Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. When we think about, hallelujah, what God is saying is what is in you is destroying you. This is what the enemy is using to destroy you. When we look at these scriptures here in Matthew chapter 15, verse 10 through 20, in having an understanding, Jesus told his disciples to leave the Pharisees alone because the Pharisees were blind to God's truth. See, anyone listening to their teaching would risk spiritual blindness as well. Not all religious leaders clearly see God's truth. Make sure that those you listen to, church, I want us to understand and learn from are those with good spiritual eyesight. They teach and follow the principles of Scripture. Now, I want to understand here in verse 15 that later Peter would be faced with the issue of clean and unclean food. Then he would learn that nothing should be a barrier to proclaiming the gospel to the Gentiles, which are the non-Jews. When we look here in the last few verses in 16 through 20, we work hard to keep our outward appearance attractive. But what is in our hearts is even more important. See, the way we are deep down with others can't see. I want us to understand what people can't see matters much to God. What are you like on the inside? Because this very thing that's on the inside of you, this is what the enemy is using to destroy you. But I wanted to understand when people become Christians, God makes them different on the inside. He will continue to, hallelujah, he will continue the process of change in the on the inside of them if they only ask. See, God wants us to seek healthy thoughts and motives, not just healthy food and exercise. Many of us are so fixated on how we look on the outside, but we're not caring about what's on the inside of, hallelujah, that very thing that the enemy is using to destroy you. Yeah, you may look good on the outside, but on the inside, the enemy is taking everything that you have.
Amen.
Because he's using that thing that's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Your desires, those things that you seek to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, my God, the enemy is using what's on the inside of you to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
What is it when we think about it, church? When you just think about right now, if you just take a moment and think about what's on the inside, I mean, being really, truly honest with yourself. What is that thing that's on the inside that you know the enemy has been using all your life and you have not let it go? You have not decided to be delivered from that thing, that very thing that the enemy is using to destroy you. Do you find yourself in, it seemed like you didn't took 20 steps, and next thing you know, that very thing that you know that the enemy is using has set you back. My Lord, my God, will you be delivered from that thing today? A lot of us think it's okay, and we just say, I forgive, but on the inside, we have unforgiveness. And he's using that very thing to destroy us, to get us away from God. Now we're getting further and further away from God, where we can't hear him no more. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Because the enemy is using that very thing to destroy you. A lot of us are operating with pride and jealousy. He's using that very thing to destroy you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we hear this scripture, but I want us to take it. I want us to take it more than just from face value itself. I want us to really take it. I want us to go a little bit more deeper in the scripture of John 10 and 10. We know the Bible says in John 10 and 10 that the thief come. So the thief, he said, the Bible says the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that they may have it more abundantly. How do we receive that? If we're allowing the things that come from the kingdom of Satan to enter in and to live there to destroy us, we have to make a decision that we're going to follow Jesus. And it has more than just saying, I'm going to follow Jesus and I'm not going to turn back. What that means is that we become more like Christ. We become Christ. That means we operate like Christ. That we operate with the fruit of the Spirit of God. It has nothing to do with you just saying, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to know that it's something for you to do. It's change on the inside. My Lord, my God. Because what's on the inside, that very thing, that's what the enemy is using to destroy you. The Bible says in Proverbs 17 and 19 says that he who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his day seeks destruction. Why is that? Why is that? Because that's what's on the inside. That's in the heart of that man. My Lord, my God. And that's what the enemy is using day in and day out to destroy, I'm going to say, mankind. He who loves it. You have people that truly love. They love to keep up mess. They love to be in mess. They want to hear what the mess is so they can spread the mess. And the enemy is using them day in and day out to recruit other people, to recruit other people to destroy them. The enemy is not, and I want you to understand this, hallelujah. I want you to understand this. The Bible tells us he come, the thief come. He doesn't come except to, well, he don't for nothing else. It may look like he comes and settle. And you think it's okay. Oh, yeah, God's still working on me. Yeah, I will put this thing down. I will beat you down in the church. The enemy is using that thing. You're still dealing with anger. Now the enemy is using that thing. Now you're willing to kill. You're willing to take somebody's life because that very thing that you're telling that's on the inside of you, the enemy is using that thing to destroy you. You think it's okay to be hot-tempered. You think it's okay to cuss out. You think it's okay, well, I'm saved and I believe in this, but they better not cross me. Are you following Jesus? At that point, are you following Jesus? We have a choice, church. We have a choice. But the Bible says, my people, they perish for the lack of knowledge. And if you're knowledgeable to know that that thing that's operating in you does not come from the kingdom of God, that comes from the kingdom of Satan, and he's using that very thing, hallelujah, I want you to understand this, to destroy you, that very thing to control your life, that very thing to set you up, to hallelujah, to just, hallelujah, for a setup so he can set you down, to bring you down. He set you up to destroy you, to set you back. My Lord, my God, the enemy is using what's in you to destroy you. My Lord, my God, I want us to understand that, church. One of the most sobering facts about life is that all of mankind have a supernatural enemy whose aim is to use pain and pleasure to make us blind, to make us stupid and miserable forever. The Bible calls him the devil and calls him Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, the accuser of the brethren, the ruler of this world. I want us to understand, and the God of this age, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, he is our adversary who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Yet in the most appalling and unwitting bondage, the whole world willingly follows the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working the sons of disobedience, according to Ephesians 2:2. See, at his most successful, his subjects march obliviously to destruction and to take as many with them as they can. You ever heard the saying, birds of a feather flock together? Birds of a feather, because now they have recruited you. You have to be careful, amen? Because you know why? They see that thing. They say, oh, I see that in her. So guess what they do? They approach you. And that thing that's in you, they use that thing to get you to come on their side. So they use that very thing. I want y'all to listen to what I'm saying today. When people go out to recruit, hallelujah, when Satan agents go out to recruit, they look and see that thing that's in you. They see how you operate, because what's on the inside of you is showing up and it's showing out. So they go recruit you. So now you're part of this, hallelujah, you're part of a Satan's kingdom, and you ain't even realizing that that very thing that's in you, that's how Satan got in to destroy you. And you're trying to figure out, why, Lord, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? Why is this and that? But if you really take a moment to examine yourself, if you really take a moment to, I want you to understand, even being feeling guilty and shame and feeling condemned, that's what the enemy used to enter in to destroy you, that very thing. I want you to understand that, because the Bible says those who are in Christ, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. My Lord, my God. The Bible tells, he said, if you operating with fear, that if that's what the enemy is using, the spirit of fear to enter in to destroy you, I want you to understand the Bible says that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. When you operate, when you have that on the inside, the enemy cannot get in. Amen. When you speak over yourself and encourage yourself by the word of God, the enemy, he has to flee. The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. We have to resist the enemy at all times. Don't be tempted by these things. Don't be tempted. You have a choice. You have power. The enemy wants you to believe that you don't have that kind of power. But if you're in Christ and Christ is in you, amen, my Lord, my God, you have that power. And the enemy has to flee. But if you're allowing these things to operate in you, then this is what the enemy is using to destroy you. If you're asking yourself, why am I going through this and why do I end up in the same place over and over, and then I believe that if you take a time to examine yourself, because I do it all the time, church, I really do, and I say, you know, I need to sit. Am I looking at the other person? I'm not looking at what the world is doing and what others are saying. I have to take a moment to look at myself. And see and examine myself to see if I'm allowing the enemy to use me. Am I allowing that spirit of anger? Am I allowing that spirit of murmuring and complaining? Am I allowing that spirit? Because I got to understand and know that is what the enemy is using to destroy me. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to understand, church, the daily refusal to give over to the enemy, the daily refusal to give him an opportunity, according to Ephesians 4:27, and the daily stand against his schemes and techniques, according to Ephesians 6:11, put on the full armor of God, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I want us to understand the enemy is using what's in you to destroy you, but you have the power, you have the armor of God, amen, to stand against every technique and scheme of the enemy day in and day out. But you have to know that for yourself. You have to know that for yourself. The Bible says in Galatians, if you want to go over to Galatians with me, Galatians chapter 5, amen. And for the sake of time, I'm going to be wrapping up here, church, and I thank God for you. I pray that you all were able to hear me and receive on today. I pray that I wasn't moving too fast. Amen. The Bible, Galatians chapter 5 here, and I'm going to be wrapping up here shortly, church. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. The Bible says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outburst of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresy. My Lord, my God. Verse 21 says, envy, murders, drunkenness, robberies, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. I want us to understand, before somebody murders anyone, there is a thought, there's a feeling, there's anger, there's rage, there's wrath. I want you to understand that thing that's in you. This is what the enemy is using to destroy you, to destroy your life. When we understand that once and for all, deliverance is available. It's available to all of us that are in Christ Jesus right now, here today. But will you make a decision to be delivered from those spirits? Because this is how the enemy gets in. All he needs is a little bit, a little way in. He don't need the whole door to be open for him to come in. He just need a little way in. I'm depressed. I'm angry. I got to have this. Come on now. Manipulating to get you, to get what you want, to get people controlling, to try to get people to see things your way or go your way, to do what you want them to do. This little bit of thing, right? I'm telling you, this is how Satan gets in, and this is how he plants these seeds to destroy you and all that's connected to you. My Lord, my God, my Lord, my God.
Amen.
Jesus. When we look at the scripture, church, as we get ready to wrap up here, we all have, and I know a lot of us don't want to hear this, we all have evil desires. And we can't ignore them. In order for us to follow the Holy Spirit's guidance, we must deal with them decisively. We must crucify them. These desires include obvious sins such as sexual immorality and sorcery. See, they also include less obvious sins such as hatred and self-ambition and envy. Those who ignore such sins or refuse to deal with them reveal that they have not received the gift of the Spirit that leads to a transformed life. If you can admit that, I'm dealing with unbelief. Because that thing right there, the enemy is using this to destroy you. But you can be delivered. If you can admit, I'm dealing with a spirit of anger. I'm always angry. I pretend that I'm happy, but I'm always angry on the inside. I'm dealing with the spirit of jealousy. If you can really come to really examine yourself and be delivered and be transformed, amen, it is for you. Because the enemy, he's not going to let up. He's not going to let up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy is using what's in you to destroy you. But I want us to look at verse 22. The Bible said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Verse 23 says, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And then verse 24 says, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The enemy is using what's in you to destroy you. But I want you to understand God wants to use you to have the fruit of the Spirit in you. God is using those things to keep you, to advance you in his kingdom. Hallelujah. Are we operating with the fruit of the Spirit? My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. As we wrap up here, and I thank you all this morning, we bless the name of the Lord as we receive the word of God on today. I pray that I was able to receive. Amen. The Bible says in John 13:27, and now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. The Bible says in Luke 22 and verse 3, says, then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. So he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them. Verse 5 says, and they were glad and agreed to give him money. We see right here, Satan was able to use him to destroy him because what was on the inside of him already, the spirit of greed, the spirit of greed. Judas of Iscariot, he was greedy. If you know anything about Judas Iscariot in the Bible, he's the one that kept the money bag. Greed. And later in the Bible, you see that once he betrayed Jesus, and he ended up killing himself. He ended up committing suicide. My Lord, my God. because he allowed that spirit. He was not delivered from that spirit. He held on to that spirit of greed. And that very thing the enemy used, first of all, he used it to enter into him, to destroy him. I want to understand, church, the enemy has to be able to enter into you. There has to be a way in. And once he gets in, I want you to understand, he comes to destroy you. He comes to kill you. He comes to steal everything that God has given you. Life. My Lord, my God. The main thing is he wants your life. He wants your life. He wants it. If he, my Lord, my God. He delivered church unto us. Evil plans and motives leave us open to be used by Satan for even greater evils. Don't let it be you. Be delivered. Be set free. And know that you're free indeed. Everyone today, the doors of the church is open. The enemy is using what's in you to destroy you. But we decree and declare on today, no more. No more. The doors of the church are open. Come on, church.
Amen, amen. What a blessed word that we have received today. I pray that every single heart, everyone that had a heart to receive this word today. Everyone that had a mind to think the right thoughts, that you receive this word today. If you heard this message today and you realize that you're dealing with a lot of these demons, let's understand something. First, you have to get Christ on the inside. For you to be able to deal with anything, good or bad, you have to have Christ on the inside. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, if you have never prayed it before, and today you heard this message and it's your desire today to being born again with a chance, hallelujah, thank God, you know that's what born again. You're born again, that means that you have a chance. God gives you a chance and another chance and another chance, hallelujah, him to lead you in that right path so you can get it right. Amen. If you heard this message today, will you press 1? Apostle Talanika and I, we would like to help you to pray the prayer of salvation, the most important decision that you probably can ever make right now. But I don't know about tomorrow. I pray, you know, that every single one make it to see tomorrow, but tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. Even when we go our way this afternoon, it don't necessarily mean that we'll have a chance to talk to one another again. But in this moment right here, right now, I have the opportunity to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I accept it. If you accept that right now, will you press 1? If you are online and that's you, you desire to be born again, your new desire, trade it in. I'm talking about trading in your old desires for the new desire. Will you call in 845-277-9213? Then press 1 and we'll help you to pray the prayer of salvation. Amen. If you're already born again, you already prayed the prayer of salvation. We thank God. We wish everyone was born again, but we know everyone is not born again. And we are not. So you can't just say that you're born again. It's actually something to do. And that's belief. But if you're already in the body of Christ and you deal with some of these issues, some of these things right now, and you know that you're dealing with these things right now, will you press 1? You can't hide from God. Neither can you hide from the light of the world. And we are the light of the world. You can't hide. You can't say you're not dealing with these things. But it's up to you if you bring it to the throne of grace. This is a blood purchase right. to bring these things to the throne of grace, to bring greed and pride and anger and depression and oppression, fighting and raving and rafting and envious and all these other issues that you deal with. See, it's up to you to bring it to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. See, our spirit man, see, we may be born again, but see, we need to understand about that soul man, the soul of a man, the mind of a man, the heart of a man or woman. That's why we have the Holy Spirit that has moved in on the inside to change our heart and to change our thoughts and to change our desires.
Yes.
You have to bring it to the throne of grace boldly, now that you have that chance. Instead of just harboring it and dealing with it from day to day to day and trying to hide it, but you can't hide it from God. Will you press one? Hallelujah. If you are looking for a church home, look for a church home, and you need to be spiritually fed, and you ate some food today and you drank water today, you ended up getting filled up today, and you believe that Apostle Tawnik and I, that this is the church for you, will you press one? Hallelujah. Will you press one? Wherever you are. Wherever you are. Texas. Louisiana. Wherever you are. New York. Illinois. Wherever you are. Will you press one if you believe that this is the church for you? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for every single anointed heart that had a heart to receive, every single anointed ear, hallelujah. We thank you for that anointing. We thank you for preaching the word of truth into our hearts, into our minds today, that we don't hold on to the old man and hold on to the old woman. You know, that we identify with the new man in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us, and we say that all is well with us. Even if it don't look like it right now, we still decree and declare that all is well with us in our home. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray with love in our hearts. You said in our hearts, this is the love that we pray. Hallelujah. Keeping our minds stayed on you. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray, and the whole church do say amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so excited for the Lord. Amen. We're probably going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have your tithes and offerings, listen those over to Pastor Chantel with the Cash App. That's Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, it'll be 832-989-3649. Again, that's 832-989-3649. Cash App is Pastor Chantel. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you bless us, oh God, and you have made us the lender, not the borrower, God, that we can be a blessing to one another, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Your word says that one, hallelujah, that you give seed to the sower. So we thank you, oh God, that you've given us a seed to sow, that we reap the good harvest of your greatness, oh God, here on earth. And we just want to say thank you. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering, and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit Christian's heart that we give on today, Lord God. Freely you have given to us, freely we give back, O Lord. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. We just thank you, Father God. that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that all our needs are met. And we decree and declare with all faith that there is no lack of your goodness in our lives. So we thank you. We thank you. We love you. We thank you that you loved us first. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is December the 4th, 2022. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First Sunday of December. And just thanking God because God has kept us. There are many that did not make it to this day, this month. So we thank God for keeping us and those in our family. Our announcements are as follows. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawani Kamani, a minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green. On Mondays at 9 p.m., we have our intercessory prayer here on our prayer line. Again, it's Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Please join us. Again, it's Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study here on our church line at 845-277-9213. We do ask that you all join us and make it part of your plan to be a Bible study. Amen. That's the time of, that's a great point in a time. If you have any questions and comments, that we truly come together and everybody has an opportunity to be a part of it. You know, amen. Amen, to participate. So join us on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Sundays, we do have our 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. service. Amen. So you can join us at the 10 a.m. or if you cannot be at 10, you can join us at 2 p.m. And we just thank God for blessing us to be able to have those two services in place. Amen. In January, we are starting our street ministry back up. We'll be going on the third Saturdays of the month, starting in January. And in February, we'll be starting back up in our Saturday school. So look out for that information to be emailed or text to you. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity to be able to receive, amen, a time of training up. Amen. So we just thank God for the opportunity. And we do want to wish anyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of December, if it's you, press 1. We want to wish you a happy birthday. We're going to pray for you and pray with you. Our daughter Victoria is turning 17 on December the 17th, and we're looking forward to celebrating her on her birthday. And there's so many birthdays in the month of December. I can't begin to call out everybody, but happy birthday, and God bless you. God keep it. We pray that God will continue to bless you, continue blessings for your life, and the favor of God be upon your life all the days of your life, that God will bless you with long life, good health and strength, peace, joy, and happiness, and prosperity. Hallelujah, and God's protection. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Anyone that's celebrating the anniversary this month of December, press 1. We want to pray for your marriage. Amen. Amen. We congratulate you. Amen. In the name of the Lord, happy anniversary to you and yours. Amen. We pray that God will continue to bless your union. May God continue to keep you all together. Amen. We pray the peace of the Lord. We pray for God's divine unity and God's direction and instruction and positioning for your life. We pray the favor of God always be in your marriage and for your marriage. Amen. May you all increase in love, peace, and patience, joy, and happiness and prosperity in the word of God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Me and Pastor Amanda, we're getting ready for our anniversary. I keep talking about it because I'm excited about it. Oh, Jesus is real. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for today. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for another opportunity you've given us here today to receive, oh God, in your word, understanding what is in us, that very thing that the enemy is using to destroy us. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning and myself, Apostle Tawani Kamani, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you right now. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. Amen. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function with excellency. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Amen, amen. I prayed it every single one was filled today, that we heard something today, you know, that encouraged us and encouraged us for our minds and our hearts to change. You can only do that through Christ Jesus. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Don't allow Satan or any of people that serve him strip the word of God or take your mind off of the word of God. Amen. That's what it says. You know, after the word of God been preached, you know, that he comes in immediately to strip the word of God off your mind, out of your mind, out of your hearts. Amen. So keep the word of God on your mind, in your mouth, on your hearts. Keep your mind settled that it is already finished, that it is done, that you serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Talnik and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, Satan is a defeated foe. Jesus Christ is Lord. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Join us here at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, if you can. And if not, God bless you and may God keep you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I feel
Breathing, yeah.